message of resurrection.
如果你仔细读这一段经文,
if you read those verses carefully,
或者以前有听在这边讲道,
or if you have heard previous sermons,
那么你会知道从以弗所书一章十五节开始是保罗为以弗所教会的祷告。
You should know that from verse 1 of chapter 1 of Ephesians, it is the prayer of Paul for the church at Ephesus.
是从第十五节开始。
From verse 15.
保罗为以弗所教会的祷告，其中一部分的内容是求神让以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹他们的心里的眼睛可以明亮起来。
Part of Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus is to have the eyes of the heart of those brothers and sisters be enlightened.
以至于可以知道他们的盼望，神给他们的产业，以及神在他们身上所运行的大能大力。
So that they will know the hope to which they have been called and the riches of the inheritance they are going to receive from the Lord and the mighty strength.
那么是什么样的大能大力呢？
And what kind of mighty strength?
从十九节到二十三节就是要解释这个大能大力的。
Verses 19 through 23 explain what this mighty strength is.
那到底是什么样的大能大力呢？
What is this mighty strength?
第二十节告诉我们。
Verse 20 tells us.
这个大能大力是神使基督复活的能力。
It tells us it is the power with which God resurrected Jesus Christ.
也就是复活的大能。
It is the power of resurrection.
但是我们需要知道。
But we need to know.
神复活的大能不只是让基督从死里复活而已。
The power of resurrection did not simply let Jesus arise from death.
不只是说让他活过来了。
It was not simply to let him live again.
还有其他复活之后的体现。
And it also has other revelation after his resurrection.
复活，其他复活之后的体现是从他复活的时候一直到今天，一直到永远的。
The demonstrations of his resurrection have lasted from the time of resurrection till today.
也是直接关联到影响到我们今天的每一个人的。
And it has concern to every one of us.
有三个方面。
And we have three demonstrations.
我们需要一一来看。
And we need to look at one of them, each one of them.
哪三个方面呢？
What are those three demonstrations?
第二十节的后半部分告诉我们说，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
The second half of verse 20 says,God seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
神使基督复活了。
God resurrected Jesus Christ.
没有复活，光停在这里。不是光停在这里。
But not to stop at the point of resurrection.
他让基督升上高天。
He raised Jesus Christ to the heavens.
坐在神的右边。
And seated him at the right hand of God.
我们需要知道坐在神的右边是什么意思。
We need to know what it means to be seated at the right hand of God.
坐在神的右边表示基督得胜了。
It means that Jesus is victorious.
他战胜了死亡，完成了救赎的使命，得胜了，神让他坐在右边。
He has overcome death and has completed the plan of salvation and he's seated at the right hand of God.
同时也表示神喜悦他，所以让他坐在他自己的边上，而且是右边。
At the same time, it means he is favored by God so that he's seated at the right hand of God.
并且表示神给他有非常至高的尊贵和荣耀。
And it also means God gave him the most high honor and glory.
后面就接下来就解释这个尊贵荣耀高到什么样的地步。
And next, the Bible explains how high is the honor and glory.
二十一节说，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Verse 21 says, far above all the rule and authority, power and the dominion, and every title that one that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
也就是说，超过了所有你能想象的人。
It means it is above everyone or anyone you can imagine.
而且不只是简单的超过。
And it is just above them.
是远超过。
It is far above them.
而且不光只是所有的你能够想象的人。
And it is not only all the people you can possibly imagine.
还包括来世的也超过了。
But also those to come in the future.
有人觉得很奇怪。
Some may wonder.
保罗写这封信的时候。
At the time Paul wrote this epistle.
他怎么知道两千年之后会有一些什么人呢？
How could he possibly know what is to come in 2,000 years?
他怎么知道两千年以后会有美国总统川普，还有加拿大土豆，还有中国的习近平呢？
How could he tell the coming into power of Donald Trump, Justin Trudeau, and Chinese President Xi Jinping?
他怎么知道基督肯定会超过那些他根本就不认识、根本就不知道的人呢？
And how could he know that Jesus was going to be above all those people they never knew?
保罗不可能知道将来要来的人。
Paul couldn't predict who was to come.
但是保罗很清楚。
But Paul was quite clear.
那些他不认识的将来要来的人，无非是人。
Whoever would come in the future would still be humans.
基督是谁？
But Jesus Christ is God.
坐在神的右边。
And he is seated at the right hand of God.
无论那些人将来认识不认识，基督都远超过他们。
Whoever would come in the future, Jesus will be above him.
这是神复活大能的一个体现。
And this is the first demonstration of the power of resurrection.
就是让基督坐神右边，远超万人。
It is to seat Jesus at the right hand of God to be above all nations.
弟兄姐妹，基督坐神右边，远超万人，对我们每一个基督徒来说意味着什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean by Jesus being seated at the right hand of God to be above all men?
对我们来说，不只是一个头脑当中的知识，说哇，我们的主坐在神的右边，远超万人。
It is not only an idea that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God.
对我们来说，这一件事情意味着没有任何其他的力量可以抵挡基督。
It means the power of Jesus Christ is irresistible.
世界上没有任何的权势可以跟基督相抗衡。
And there is no power in this world that can counter the power of Jesus Christ.
也意味着没有任何的事情可以阻挡神的旨意成就在我们的身上。
And nothing is going to stop the will of God to be realized in all of us.
也没有任何其他的人值得我们去羡慕、跟随、去效仿。
And there is nobody, nothing for us to be envious of and to imitate.
唯有耶稣基督远超万人，值得我们效仿、跟随、羡慕。
We should only follow and imitate and be envious of Jesus Christ, who is above all people.
所以我们要来常常的依靠耶稣基督，跟随他。
So we must rely on Jesus Christ and follow him.
来求靠他。
And seek for him.
我们活在世上的人常常有一个很大的毛病。
And we who are living in this world share a common problem.
尤其是我们基督徒。
Especially our Christians.
我们一有难处的时候，求这个，求那个。
When we're in times of difficulty, we ask for all sorts of help.
却不愿意花时间来基督的面前来祈求他。
But we do not want to spend time to come into the presence of Jesus to pray to him.
我们当有难处的时候。
When we are in times of difficulties.
常常忘掉我们所跟随的是谁。
We often forget whom we are really following.
我们明明跟随的是万王之王，远超过一切的。
We are following the King of Kings above all.
但有时候就让人家觉得好像我们是孤儿，好像我们所跟随的人是一个无名之辈。
But we are sometimes perceived by the world as if we are orphans.
所以当我们碰到难处，碰到逼迫的时候，常常不敢挺直腰板。
That is why when we are in times of difficulties and persecution, we cannot straighten up and be bold.
所以我们今天需要知道，耶稣基督复活了，他坐在神的右边，远超过一切。
So today we need to be reminded that Jesus is risen and he is seated at the right hand of God.
所以当我们遇到各种难处的时候，遇到各种外来的一些挑战的时候，我们要挺直腰板。
When we have difficulties and challenges, we need to be confident.
大家都知道一个很有名的牧师叫做唐崇荣。
We know there is a well-known pastor whose name is Stephen Tong.
有一次他到菲律宾去讲道。
He once went to the Philippines to preach.
他讲悔改的信息。
And the message was about repentance.
他讲道的时候他说所有的人都要悔改，总统也要悔改，菲律宾总统也要悔改。
He said in his sermon that everybody must repent, including the president.
讲完道之后，工作人员需要把他的讲道做成录音，可以发行。
And after his sermon, the staff members tried to publish his sermon.
所以工作人员就来跟唐崇荣牧师说。
A staff member came to talk to Stephen Tong.
你讲得很好，不过做录音的时候，可不可以把那三秒钟讲到菲律宾总统也要悔改的给他删掉？
He said, your sermon is wonderful. Can we edit out the 3 seconds about the necessary repentance for the president?
其他的讲道内容我们都一点都不动。
Everything else can stay.
唐崇荣牧师就问他为什么。
Pastor Tong asked him why.
工作人员说他是菲律宾总统，你下一次要再进来，如果这个不删掉让他听到，你很难再进去菲律宾了。
He was told that he was the president.
因为他是总统。
Because he was the president, Pastor Tong might run into trouble entering the Philippines again next time.
唐崇荣牧师跟他说。
Pastor Tong said,
他是总统。
It's true, he is president.
我的主是万王之王。
But my Lord is the King of Kings.
他叫我说所有的人都要悔改，包括菲律宾总统，所以不用删。
He commanded me to say that all people must repent. Therefore, I'm not going to cut it out.
工作人员继续跟他说。
The staff member continued.
你只有委屈一下吧，他只有接下来还要做两年的总统。
He says, try to compromise on this because he's going to be the president for another 2 years.
唐崇荣牧师继续说。
Pastor Tong continued.
不用怕。
Don't worry.
他只有两年。
He only has 2 years.
我的王是万王之王，一直到永远呢。
And my Lord is the King of all kings and will be everlasting.
所以一点都没有删。
So nothing was edited out.
唐崇荣牧师接着说。
And Pastor Tong continued.
两年后我去菲律宾讲道的时候，那个总统已经下台了。
He said 2 years later, when I went to the Philippines again, the president had already stepped down.
但是我的主一直做了两千年，而且要做到永远。
But my Lord has been in power for 2,000 years and will be forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的力量，我们的勇气是来自谁？来自耶稣基督。
So brothers and sisters, our strength, our courage come from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要跟随的是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is whom we want to follow.
所以我们可以挺直腰板。
So that we can be confident.
因为他已经复活。
Because he is risen.
他远超万人。
He is above all people.
我们不用去太羡慕别人靠的是什么。
We don't need to envy how much help the other people have.
我们要知道我们靠的是谁。
We need to know whom we are going to rely on.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
有人靠车，有人靠马。
Some trust in chariots and some in horses.
但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
But we must remember the name of the Lord our God.
既然如此。
Even if this is so,
我们都应该是有力量的。
All of us should be powerful.
但是为什么我们在生活当中，在侍奉当中，常常会没有力量呢？
But how come we appear weak and helpless in real life?
我们都知道，一个正常的人如果没有力气，
We know a normal person if he's weak.
就像我妻子潘小丽最近生病，没有力气。
Like my wife who is sick and she is vulnerable, she's weak.
为什么没有力气？
Why?
生病了。
Because she is sick.
吃不下东西了。
She can't eat.
没有生命的食粮了。
No food for life.
所以会生病，会没有力气。
That's why she is weak, she is sick.
我们基督徒在生活当中，在侍奉当中，没有力量了，也是因为我们生病了。
We Christians, when we are weak, it is because we are sick.
也是因为我们没有生命的食粮了。
It is because we are short of supply of the food for our life?
但是为什么会没有生命的食粮呢？
How come we can be short of food for life?
神还在那里。
God is there.
基督还在那里。
Christ is there.
圣经还在那里。
Bible is there.
为什么会没有力量呢？
How come we are weak?
因为我们跟这个生命的源头远离了，隔开了。
Because we have departed from the origin of our life.
所以我们不管信主五年、十年、二十年，信主再长，你如果跟这个生命的源头割开来了，你总是没有力量。
It doesn't matter how long we have been Christians, 5 years, 10 years. If you are away from the origin of the spirit,
那为什么会跟这个生命的源头割开来呢？
And how come we can be away from the origin of life?
因为我们常常以为自己有小聪明，自己很能干。
Because we think we are smart, we are capable.
我们不完全相信神有这样子的复活的大能。
We do not truly believe the power of resurrection of God.
所以我们生病了。
That's why we're sick.
所以我们没有力量了。
That's why we are weak.
不光是我们弟兄姐妹会这样子。
Not only it can happen to brothers and sisters.
做牧师的，甚至是伟大的、很出名的牧师、很出名的布道家，有时候也会这样。
It can happen to pastors, even great evangelists.
我不是在这里凭空说的。
I'm not making up everything here.
大家都知道一个很有名的布道家叫莫迪。
We know there is a well-known evangelist whose name is Moody.
我常常讲到几千人、上万人在听，很有力量。
His sermons could attract thousands of people, and he was very powerful.
但他有时候也会离开生命的源头。
And sometimes he could depart from the origin of life as well.
他有一次被请到牛津大学去讲道。
Once he was invited to preach at Oxford University.
莫迪他接受的教育程度不是很高。
Moody was not himself a very well-educated man.
到牛津大学那可是全世界的学术的中心啊。
And Oxford University was the center of academics of the world.
下面坐的全是大教授、大科学家、大博士。
And in the audience were professors, scientists, doctors.
所以他在预备讲章的时候，他在想，我得稍微讲讲，听上去很有学问的一些东西。
So at the time he was preparing his sermon, he thought he was going to sound profound, sound knowledgeable.
所以他收集了一些的词汇，一些的术语，听上去很有学问的。
So he gathered some terms, jargon, to make his sermon sound sophisticated.
他在想，如果我这样讲的话，那么下面那些大教授、大科学家可能也比较认同，知道我也很有学问。
He was in hopes to attract those academics, scholars, and professors, wanting to make them realize that Moody himself was knowledgeable.
没有接受太多教育的莫迪，在这些大教授、大科学家之前，来讲这些学术的东西，用我们中国话叫做班门弄斧。
For Moody, who was trying to show his knowledge in front of those professors and scholars.Was just like how we Chinese describe you're playing axe in front of a well-known carpenter.
很厉害啊！我讲章给他看，里面没有写班门弄斧。他在上面讲得很吃力。
And he was really forced in his sermon.
下面那些大科学家听得一个个全打瞌睡。
And all the scientists, many of them dozed off.
那个负责主办的人在想，莫迪这么有名，讲道那么有力量，今天为什么会这样子？
And the host wondered, what happened to Moody, who was such a powerful evangelist?
他们在想，莫迪可能看到这些大科学家的大教授，可能心里有点紧张，要不明天再给他一个机会吧。
They figured, probably Moody was not himself in front of those well-known professors and scientists.So they decided to give him another chance.
所以叫莫迪明天继续来讲。
So they invited Moody to come back the next day.
那天晚上莫迪在神的面前祷告。
And before the next day, Moody prayed in front of God.
圣灵责备他。
And he was blamed by the Holy Spirit.
你为什么要那么在意别人对你怎么看？
Why did you care so much about how other people think of you?
你跟随的是耶稣基督，是万王之王，你要讲就讲他的名。
Do you not know it is Jesus Christ, King of Kings, you're following? You need to proclaim his name.
你不用去讲那些高深的学位，你讲耶稣基督，讲复活，讲十字架。
You don't need to show your profound knowledge, but focus on Jesus Christ and the cross.
第二天他就讲耶稣基督，讲十字架，讲复活。
The next day, his message was focused on Jesus Christ, resurrection, and the cross.
那些大科学家，那些大教授大受感动。
And his message deeply touched those professors, scientists, and scholars.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们跟随的是基督。
It is Jesus Christ we're following.
是坐在天上神的右边，远超万能的基督。
Who is seated at the right hand of God and above all people.
我们不用去在意别人怎么想，怎么看你。
We should not care about how other people think of us.
而是要留意基督将会怎么看你。
But we should care how we're looked at and perceived by Jesus.
所以我们也不用去跟人家攀比。
So we don't need to compare ourselves to others.
甚至我们都不用去跟其他教会怎么攀比。
We don't even need to compare with other churches.
我们需要思考的是基督将会怎么看我们。
We need to think about how Christ would think of us.
我们所跟随的基督是坐在神右边，远超万能的。
The Jesus Christ we are following is seated at the right hand of God above all people.
所以就让我们紧紧跟随他。
So let's follow him closely.
有胆量，不惧怕，挺直腰板。
So that we are courageous, not afraid, and confident.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
我们看第二点。
The second point.
第二点在第二十二节，接下来保罗说。
It's verse 22, and Paul says.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
Paul says, and God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
将万有伏在他的脚下，是指的耶稣基督有权柄掌管万有。
Putting everything under his feet means Jesus is in control of all things.
他是万有之首，万有都在他的治理之下，他作王掌权。
He is the head above all things, and all things are under him.
而且这是为了教会的。
And all this is for the church.
我们要特别注意，耶稣基督作王掌管万有是为了教会。
We must remember that Jesus Christ, being the King of all kings and in control of all things, is for the church.
可见神非常看重教会，看重教会的益处，看重教会的地位。
It shows how much emphasis God has placed on church, the benefits of church.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
神复活的大能是基督复活之后，让他为教会做万有之首。
The power of resurrection of God made Jesus head over everything for the church.
我们要特别强调，特别留意，这是为了教会的。
We must stress here that it is for the church.
教会是什么？
What is church?
教会不是这一个漂亮的 building, 漂亮的建筑物。
Church is not this beautiful building.
教会不是在加拿大政府注册的这一个机构。
Church is not a charity organization that has registered with Canadian government.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us.
教会就是所有在基督里成圣蒙召做他圣徒的人。
Church is a group of people sanctified in Jesus Christ and called to be saints.
也就是说是所有的信徒。
It refers to all disciples.
不光是我们布兰肯的信徒。
Not only us believers at BCBC,
也不光是加拿大的信徒。
Not only the believers in Canada,
是所有的全地的信徒。
But all believers in this world.
这个是教会。
This is church.
所以当我们看待我们的服事，看待教会的时候，不只是眼睛看到这里。
So when we look at our service, we should not focus our eyes only on what we're doing here.
要看到是整个全地的教会。
But we should focus our eyes on all the churches in the world.
感谢神，我们教会这么多年来眼睛一直看得很远。
We give thanks to the Lord that we look beyond this church.
所以这就是为什么我们会有郭牧师、郭师母到泰国去。
That is why Reverend Kwal and Mrs. Kwal were sent to northern Thailand. And they are with us today to worship together. So brothers and sisters, we must be mindful. When we look at church, we should not think that we are gathered here simply to enjoy fellowship. We're not gathered just to eat and drink and sing some songs and read some Bible verses. But God wants us to follow Jesus Christ to have an influence on the world. Because God put Jesus Christ as head over all things, that is for the church. If it were simply for BCBC, then God could have just let Jesus Christ be the head of BCBC. So we all must walk out and bear witnesses and proclaim the good news. There is a church that has contacted me, and we have some exchange of... The church used to have about 70, 80 people, but now they have about 20. They told me,
无论人数变得这么少,
because the 20 or 30 brothers and sisters have been with this church for a long time, and no matter what happens, they don't want to leave the church. They don't want to go to another church.
我跟他们说,
I told them,
他们不愿意离开教会, 看待这十几年的情分上面, 继续持守在这里, 很好, 但是不够好。
It is good. They like our church and want to stay at this church, but that is not enough.
为什么?
Why?
很多外面的社团, 什么同乡会, 老乡会, 他们也是有十几年在一起, 不愿意离开的。
Because we have lots of worldly organizations that have members who love those organizations and don't want to leave.
我们如果是因为这个原因而不愿离开, 那么跟他们没区别。
If that is the only reason that we don't want to leave this church, what is the difference between us and them?
那么如果你们只是这样子, 20-30个人带下去, 将来可能剩两三个人, 很有可能。
And with now we have 20 or 30 people, probably in a few years, we will end up with only 2 or 3.
但是,
however,
如果这20-30个人留下来的目的是因为周边还有很多社区的地方, 我们需要去做见证传福音, 所以留下来一同好好的传福音, 那很美。
But if the reason for those people want to stay is that they see that there is need for the gospel and they wanted to proclaim the good news, that is a beautiful thing. For other reasons, it doesn't really matter if they stay or not. Whichever church you go, you will bond with people and you will make friends.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
神让基督做万有之首是为了教会。
God made Jesus Christ head over all things, that is for the church.
所以我们要看到万有。
So we need to know all things.
不只是看到自己的一亩三分地。
Not only our own private property.
我们要走出去传福音做见证。
We need to walk out and proclaim the good news and bear witness.
我们的基督是万有之首，万有都伏在他的脚下。
Jesus Christ is above all things, and all things are under his feet.
所以你说我们的基督有多大？
So can you imagine how big is our Christ, and it is incomparably big.
但是我们常常没有能力，是因为我们把基督想的只有这么大。
But we are powerless and weak because our imagination of Jesus is just this big.
我们常常来基督的面前，只是求他让我的孩子钢琴弹得好一点。
And very often we come to Jesus Christ to ask him that our children will perform better in piano lessons.
或者只是求神让我的孩子可以上多伦多大学，上滑铁卢大学。
Or our children can go to the University of Waterloo or University of Toronto University.
甚至有时候稍微想的大一点点。
Sometimes we imagine a bit more.
觉得基督可以来帮助我们治病。所以求他的医治。
And we realize that Jesus might heal us, so we come to him for healing.
所以我们来基督的面前，如果只是求这一点的，那么我们把基督只是看得有这么大。
If that is the only thing we have come to pray and ask from Jesus, then our idea of Jesus is only this big.
但是基督是无限大的，因为他是万有之首，掌管万有。
But Jesus is infinite, and he is in control of all things.
所以我们如果只高举基督医治的能力，如果只高举基督医治的能力，
if we only praise the Lord for his power to heal,
那么我们真是低估了基督的能力。
Then we are devaluing the power of Jesus Christ.
基督可以改变生命。
Because Jesus Christ can change lives, let alone sickness and illness. Jesus can change all things, let alone your skill to play the piano.
我们今天的社会，我们有太多的现代的科技，现代的科学的学习。
We have in today's society so much technology and so many different ways to study.
这一切的学习常常限制了我们可以想象的基督的能力。
But at the same time, our imagination has been limited by the knowledge and technology.
以为基督的那些能力是不可能的。
So that we doubt the superpower of Jesus Christ.
有一个美国人。
There is an American.
去非洲旅游。
Went to travel in Africa.
他去旅游的那个地方以前住的那些人叫做食人族。
And he went to a tribe where those people used to be cannibals.
也就是说是吃人的。
And they were man-eating people.
但是因为有宣教士去那里传福音，所以他们那个地方的那些食人族的人都信耶稣了，当然就不吃人了。
Because of the work of the missionaries, those cannibals were changed, and they stopped practicing cannibalism.
那个美国人去那边旅游，看到那些以前是吃人的那些人，现在不吃人了，在读圣经，在唱圣诗。
So when the American went there and he saw those people who used to be cannibals were reading the Bible and singing hymns.
然后那个美国人就说：“你们还看这些东西，还看这个圣经？”
The American told those people, "Say, why are you reading this book?"
他说：“我们美国人好多人都不看了。”
We Americans, many of us, don't even read it.
看这个有什么用？
What's the use of doing this?
然后那个食人族，那些食人族就告诉他。
But the people there told him.
说看圣经非常有用，特别对你更有用。
He said it is extremely useful for us to read the Bible, especially useful for you.
那个美国人说为什么对我特别有用？
The American asked why.
他们说。
They said.
因为信仰，因为圣经改变了我们。
Because the faith and the Bible have changed us.
要没有改变我们，今天我们就吃你了。
Otherwise, you would have been eaten by us.
所以这个圣经对你至少很有用。
So the Bible is at least extremely useful for you.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的基督，我们的主是万有之王。
Our Christ, our Lord, is the King of all things.
所以我们要高举基督。
So we need to praise and raise Christ.
我们要传福音做见证。
And we need to proclaim the good news and bear witness.
因为神是让他为教会做万有之首。
Because God resurrected him for the church.
我们来看第三点。
Point three.
在第二十三节说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verse 23 says, which the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这里说教会是基督的身体。
It says, church is Christ's body.
也有其他的地方说基督是教会的头。
And in other places of the Bible, it says, Christ is the head of the church.
我们常常以为这两句话是同一个意思，说基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体，是一个意思。
And sometimes we think they mean the same thing.
意思很相近。
They mean something close.
但是应用上有很大的差别。
But the application is quite different.
基督是教会的头，表明我们都要听基督的。
Christ is the head of the church, meaning we all need to listen to Christ.
教会是基督的身体，表明我们作为教会是要彰显基督馨香之气的。
Christ is the body of the church, that means all of us need to show the fragrance of Christ.
因为我们是基督的身体嘛。
Because we are his body.
所以基督有馨香之气，就要透过我们这个身体可以彰显出来。
So that the fragrance of Christ has to be released through us.
那这里强调的是教会是基督的身体。
But here it stresses that Christ is the body of church.
所以我们要彰显出基督的馨香之气。
So we need to demonstrate the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
知道了这一点之后，对后面那半节我们就容易解释了。
Now it's easier for us to understand the second half of verse 23.
后面是说，是那充满万有者所充满的。
It says the fullness of him who fills everything.
有人说，后面这半节经文是以弗所书最难解释的满意的一节经文。
Some say this, the second half of verse 23 is the most difficult verse to interpret in the epistle to the Ephesians.
这里说是那充满万有者所充满的。
It says the fullness of him who fills everything.
当然前面少了一个主语，主语是教会，教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
Of course, the subject is missing here. It should be the church. Church is the fullness of him who fills everything.
那谁是那充满万有者呢？
But who fills everything?
当然是神。
Of course, it's God.
但是为什么把神叫做充满万有者呢？
But why do we call God that who fills everything?
我们都把神叫做创造者、救赎者。
We normally call God creator and savior.
为什么把这里叫做充满万有者呢？
Why do we call him who fills everything in every way.
原来这里的意思要跟前面的万有相联系的。
Actually, the message here has something to do with the previous phrase, all things.
这里的意思是说，神是天地万有的创造者。
The meaning is, God is the creator of all things.
他是天地万有的主管者，主宰者。
And he is in command of all things.
神无处不在。
And God is omniscient.
这个是充满万有者的意思。
It is what it means. It fills everything.
那后面所充满的是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean by fills everything?
所充满的中文是翻译成所充满的，它希腊原文的意思跟丰盛那个字是一个意思。
Here, the Chinese may sound the same, but in original Greek meaning, full name means rich.
在约翰福音第一章有谈到说，基督丰盛的恩典，那个丰盛跟这里的所充满的是一个意思。
John chapter 1 verse 16 talks about out of the fullness of we have received a grace. The fullness here means the same thing.
所以这里的意思是说，教会是神的丰盛。
So what it tells us is that church is the fullness of God.
是什么样的神呢？是充满万有者。
What kind of God? It is the God who fills everything.
也就是说，教会是要彰显神的丰盛的。
It also means that church is meant to demonstrate the fullness of God.
所以整个这一节经文的意思是，教会是基督的身体，是要彰显基督的馨香之气的。
So this whole verse tells us that church is the body of Christ. It is supposed to show, to release the fragrance of Christ.
教会也是神的丰盛，是要彰显神的丰盛的。
And it also means that church is the fullness of God, And it is meant to show the fullness of God.
这是神的复活的能力的第三个的体现。
And this is the third demonstration of the power of resurrection of God.
让众教会成为基督的身体。
So that all churches can become body of Christ.
所以教会是基督的身体。
So church is the body of Christ.
所以教会所有的权柄都是属于基督的。
So all the power that church has comes from Jesus Christ.
社会上的公司有股份。
And the businesses in the world have their stocks.
要听大股东的。
And the biggest stock stakeholder has the say.
年底赚了钱分红，按股份来分红。
And the dividends will be distributed accordingly.
但是教会不是股份制。
But church is not stock based.
我们没有一个人拥有教会的股份。
And nobody owns the stocks of a church.
教会的股份100%是属于基督的。
And if the church does have stocks, they belong to Christ 100%.
有一个教会，有一个弟兄。
And there is a brother from a certain church.
是那个教会最早创立这个教会的几个人之一。
And he was among the people who established the church.
十几年来，他也勤勤恳恳，也有很多的奉献。
And for the past more than 10 years, he had served and offered abundantly.
可是有一天因为工作的关系要搬到另外一个城市去了，要去参加另外一个教会了。
But someday he had to move to another city because of a change of his job.
所以教会弟兄姐妹就有提议说，哎呀，他是我们的教会，是最早的创立者，他去那个教会了，我们教会还有一些存款，应该分他一点，让他带去。
And some of the church brothers and sisters say he has been with us for a long time, has done so much. Can we give him some money from our surplus of the church so that he can take it to a different church?
感谢神，那个弟兄头脑很清醒。
But thankfully, that brother is quite clear-minded.
他告诉他原来教会的弟兄姐妹。
And he told his brothers and sisters from the original church.
如果你们想帮助我要去的那个新的教会，一个很小的教会，你们要给他们资金，你们直接联系他们。
If you want to help financially the church I'm going to, you should do it directly.
但是不要让我带。
But not through me.
我没有权带走这个教会的一分钱。
I have no authority to take away even 1 cent from this church.
因为教会不是股份制。
Because church is not businesses with stocks.
唯一的股份100%在耶稣基督那里。
The only stock we have belongs to Jesus Christ 100%.
所以基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
So Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
所有的决定都应该依照耶稣基督。
And all decisions must be made according to Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姐妹可能会问。
And brothers and sisters may want to know,
一切都在耶稣基督，那我们干什么？我们
If everything is under control by Jesus Christ, what are we supposed to do?
我们是管家，我们要忠心。
We are stewards. We need to be loyal.
按照耶稣基督所吩咐的来做。
And we need to follow His commands.
曾经有人问我一个问题，很有意思。
And I got a very interesting question before.
一个慕道友问我。
A person who was interested in Christianity.
你们的神，你们的基督，全能全知。
Your God knows everything and is capable of doing everything.
想要谁信主，想要谁来教会，就可以让谁来。
And logically, he could have made anybody to come to church.
我说是的。
And I said yes.
你们的基督愿意所有的人都跟从他，是不是？
He said, your God, your Jesus Christ wants everybody to follow him. Is that right?
我说是的。
I said, yes.
他说，那为什么你们的基督不吹一口气，让所有的人都来教会？
Why didn't your Christ just blow some air to everybody so that they can come to church?
然后再吹一口气，让所有的人都信基督。
And then blow the second time so that everybody can believe in Christ.
那多好啊，你干嘛要花钱还要到处去跑去传福音？
How wonderful and easy would that be? How come you have to proclaim the words of God?
弟兄姐妹怎么回答这个问题？
How do you answer this question, brothers and sisters?
这一段经文会帮助我们解释怎么来回答这个问题。
But this verse actually helps us answer this question.
是的，基督是有能力吹口气让所有的人都来教会。
It is true. Jesus is capable to bring anybody to church.
然后再吹一口气，让所有来教会的慕道友全信主。
And with the second blow of air, he can convert everybody to Christianity.
但如果那样的话，我们就不传福音了。
And if that is the case, we are not going to proclaim good news.
我们就失去了一件很美的事情。
And we will lose a wonderful thing.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等美。
The Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet of those people who proclaim the good news."
我们就失去了美事。
And we will lose this wonderful thing.
我们就失去了与神同工、享受神恩典的机会了。
And we will lose the opportunity to be fellowship with God and to enjoy His grace.
这就是神为什么要让我们传福音。
That is why we are commanded to proclaim good news.
也让我们在传福音的过程当中。
So that in this process,
可以彰显基督的馨香之气。
So that we can show the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
也可以彰显神的丰盛。
So that we can show the fullness of God.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is what this fullness.
但是很可惜。
But it's unfortunate.
常常有教会。
Very often some churches.
所彰显出来的不是基督的馨香之气。
The churches, what they can show or release is not really the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
也不是神的丰盛。
It is not the fullness of God.
而是各种各样被人家嘲笑、嗤笑的东西。
It is everything else that invites scoffing and mocking from other people.
有人说现在的教会有三种逼迫。
Some say there are three different types of persecutions facing churches nowadays.
第一种逼迫是来自外在的逼迫。
The first persecution is external.
比方说来自政府、来自社会、来自于其他的宗教。
For example, the persecution that comes from the government, from society, from other religions.
第二种的逼迫叫做内在的逼迫。
The second type of persecution is internal.
也就是说教会的肢体彼此之间相互逼迫。
It's the conflicts and persecution started among brothers and sisters.
第三种的逼迫。
The third type of persecution
叫做没有逼迫。
Is called non-persecution.
为什么没有逼迫？
Why is there no persecution?
因为盐失了味，谁也不会太注意你了。
Because the salt has lost its saltiness, and nobody cares to pay any attention to you.
教会在社会上面已经没有任何的影响力，别人根本就不 care 你。
Because church has lost its influence in this society, and nobody cares to care about you.
你早就被社会踩到底下了，脚底下了。
And you have been trampled under the feet of society.
别人根本不需要来逼迫你。
And there is no reason for other people to come to persecute you.
弟兄姐妹，我们教会，当然我不是说指布拉姆顿教会，我们整个的教会今天有什么逼迫？
I want to ask everybody, what kind of persecution do you think we are facing nowadays?
有人说，在有一些的国家，
Some say in some countries,
有第一种的逼迫。
There is the first type of persecution.
但是只有第一种。
But only the first type.
在我们北美、加拿大、美国这个地方，逼迫很多，有第二种和第三种。
But in North America, the United States and Canada, we have type 2 and type 3.
所以求神赦免我们。
So we ask God to forgive us.
让我们这三种逼迫一种也没有。
So that we will be free from any of these three persecutions.
或者第二种、第三种没有，但是第一种稍微有点。
Or we don't want the second type and the third type, but probably some first type.
神是基督复活的大能。
The power of resurrection God has for Jesus Christ
也体现在使教会成为基督的身体。
Is also demonstrated in the fact that it has made church the body of Christ.
来彰显他的馨香之气，也彰显神的丰盛。
To show his fragrance and fullness.
这是复活的大能，一直到今天 到永远三个重要的体现。
So those are the three demonstrations of the power of resurrection that have lasted from the very beginning.
坐神右边，远超万来。
Jesus was seated, is seated at the right hand of God above all people.
为教会做万有之首。
And he is the head over all things for the church.
让众教会成为基督的身体。
And made all churches body of Christ.
讲完这三点复活的大能。
And after we have heard the three demonstrations of the power of resurrection,
我们需要再来强调一下第十九节这一节的经文。
And we need to come back to look at verse 19.
这节经文我们常常读得太快，读错了。
And very often because we are rushed to read this verse and we don't get the correct meaning.
这一节经文是告诉我们，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
It says his incomparably great power for us who believe.
这不只是说他的能力有何等浩大。
It does not only mean his strength, his power is incomparable.
他在我们身上所显出来的能力有何等浩大。
But it also means that the power he has demonstrated in us is incomparable.
这个能力是使基督复活的能力。
This power gave Jesus Christ resurrection.
2000年前
2000 years ago.
基督可以彰显他，神可以彰显他复活的大能，使基督从死里复活。
God could exercise his power of resurrection on Jesus Christ.
今天神也可以彰显他复活的大能，让他的美意成就在我们教会的身上。
Likewise, God can exercise his power of resurrection to have his beautiful will in all of us.
天地万物之间还有什么比这更大的能力？
What can compare to this mighty power?
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们今天在纪念主耶稣复活的时候，
So brothers and sisters, now as we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
我们要知道神有复活的大能。
We should know that God has the power of resurrection.
他这个复活的大能不只是使耶稣基督复活活过来而已。
It didn't only let Jesus Christ arise.
这个大能一直到今天到永远。
And the power has been lasting till today and will be forever.
可以彰显在我们每一个基督徒的身上。
So that it is going to shown in every Christian of us.
所以我们都要挺直腰板。
So we should all be confident.
我们都要刚强壮胆。
So we should all be courageous.
我们都要跟随基督，我们去传福音，做见证。
So that we all need to follow Jesus Christ to proclaim the good news and bear witness.
可以彰显基督的馨香之气，彰显神的丰盛。
And to show his fragrance and the fullness of God.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们有耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Thank you for giving us our Savior, Jesus Christ.
你也有让基督复活的大能。
We thank you for the power of resurrection for Jesus Christ.
求你帮助我们。
And we ask you to help us.
让我们刚强壮胆跟随你。
So that we can be courageous and brave and follow you.
传福音做见证。
So that we can